the Mariner East pipeline moves natural gas across Pennsylvania. The abundant drilling of Pennsylvania's Marcellus and Utica shale has created a glut of natural gas. Prices are at an all-time low, and producers eager to find new markets now ship gas overseas. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips traces the path of natural gas from the forests of Pennsylvania, where cheap Pennsylvania shale gas provides energy in the wake of a disaster.
To understand why U.S. shale gas found a customer in Japan, you have to go back to March 2011.
Four and a half days since the biggest earthquake in recorded Japanese history and a merciless tsunami. And through it all, the most pressing immediate crisis remains the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant.
Residents fled radiation from the meltdown at Fukushima. Some never returned to their homes again. Japan shut down dozens of nuclear power plants, which had provided one-third of the country's electricity. Lacking its own resources, Japan always had to rely on fossil fuel imports. But without nuclear power, it had to quickly ramp up those purchases. Ken Koyama is the chief economist and managing director at the Institute of Energy Economics in Japan.
After 2010, everybody, including the Japanese government and industry, realized that the significance of the shale revolution in the United States.
U.S. shale gas producers were eager to meet Japan's needs. I'm riding in a small fisherman's boat in Tokyo Bay at the port of Yokohama, where huge ocean-going vessels are carrying all sorts of things. Brand new cars from Japanese factories are getting shipped out. But one product the Japanese have to import is energy. And it's clear just from this port traffic how much energy that is. Large ships full of coal, liquefied petroleum gas, and liquefied natural gas, or LNG, are right now entering the harbor, some of it from Pennsylvania. Here in Pennsylvania, producers have tapped more than 12,000 shale gas wells in the past 10 years. This is where the flow of the gas begins. At this new drill site on state forest land in Tioga County, drilling supervisor Shane Giglio explains how the well will reach 21,000 feet into the Utica Shale, and that lies just below the Marcellus.
At the moment, we're averaging about 100 feet per hour.
The diamond drill bits alone are worth $35,000 to $45,000 each. But right now, the price of natural gas is really low. In the U.S., it sells for about $2 per million British thermal units. So this new well might not even start pumping gas until prices rise, or more pipelines are built to carry the abundant gas to new markets. One way industry creates more demand and raises prices is through exports. Right now, LNG on the global market is fetching almost $6 per million British thermal unit. That's triple what producers get in Pennsylvania. Karen Harbert is president of the American Gas Association. At a recent Chamber of Commerce event in Philadelphia, Harbert spoke about the value of exports.
We've got the cheapest gas in the world, and we're trading all over the world. Every molecule that we can export that supplants the mullahs of Iran is a good day for America.
So gas producers, exporters, small leaseholders, and pipeline builders and operators could benefit from selling gas on the global market. But not everybody is happy about the pipelines that feed those exports.
It's located up here to the left of us.
Before the gas gets to Japan, it has to travel through forests, backyards, and farmlands, like this cornfield owned by John and Deborah Swanson.
And goes under the road and continues.
The newly built Atlantic Sunrise Pipeline begins in northeast Pennsylvania and ends up here in Lancaster County, where it meets up with an existing interstate pipeline that could take gas to an export terminal.
We don't like it running beneath our feet no matter what.
Like a lot of landowners along pipeline paths, the Swansons didn't want to sell their land, but they quickly learned they had no choice. The federal government gave the pipeline company, Williams, eminent domain power.
We had it. We took it to court into Philadelphia, and we fought it as long as we could, but you don't fight the federal government and win.
The gas eventually ends up at an export terminal about 135 miles south of the Swansons' farm. The Cove Point liquefaction plant and export terminal sits on a spit of land jutting out into the Chesapeake Bay. owned and operated by the U.S. utility Dominion Energy. The vast complex includes a network of 32-inch pipes that surround large white cylindrical tanks. It's here that the gas is cooled to minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit, the point where it becomes a liquid so it can be loaded onto a ship. Since the spring of 2018, 100 ships full of Pennsylvania shale gas have sailed from here to about 20 different countries. Most of them ended up in Japan. At a plant in Yokohama, seawater warms up the liquid, turning it back to gas, which then heats homes in Tokyo. Takuro Yamamoto is with Tokyo Gas, one of the companies that has a long-term deal to buy Pennsylvania shale gas. Yamamoto says Japan is the largest importer of LNG worldwide, and Tokyo Gas now imports 14.2 million tons of LNG a year.
From Qatar, Middle East, and Malaysia, Brunei, Sakhalin, Russia, and Cove Point.
Tokyo Gas helped finance the more than $4 billion transformation of Dominion's Cove Point plant from a gas import facility to an export terminal. Yamamoto says it's important for the company and Japan not to rely on the Middle East for its energy needs in case that region becomes unstable.
If we import all the LNG from the Middle East, we will get in trouble with no LNG coming flowing into Japan or Tokyo Bay.
More than a year since Pennsylvania's shale gas first shipped to Japan, U.S. shale gas exports have more than doubled. American natural gas now supplies 35 different countries, and the U.S. is poised to become the third largest LNG exporter behind Qatar and Australia. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
Reporting for that story was made possible with a grant from the International Center for Journalists.